Our scripture reading today, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Our second scripture reading is 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Lord, I thank you for this day and that you would anoint my words, God. As I speak, you would touch the hearts of those who need this word today. You would bless them and fill them and keep them. In Jesus' name I pray. And I just thank God again today for being here and thank God for the elders. I give honor to the elders, the board, the trustees, and all of you, the congregation this morning. And today I'm coming from the topic of hand it off. And so I like to watch fire shows. I don't know how many of you like to watch those fire shows like 911 and Station 19 and Country Fire, I think it's called, or something like that. Well, anyway, I was watching one the other day. And in it, there was a young firefighter. He had just started to fight fires. He had just joined. And in it, he had saved a patient. He saved him and he took him to the hospital. And then he sat there in the waiting room and he was distressed and worried and struggling and stressing over this patient. And then a seasoned firefighter came in and he said, "You're going to have to learn to hand it off. Once you get to the hospital, you're handing it off to the doctors and the nurses, and they take it from there. You can't carry all of that stress and anxiety with every patient. You're a firefighter. You're going to meet and go through many, you know, many patients and many obstacles and many stresses." And I was sitting there watching it, and it cracked me up because it reminded me of my mom, because she could get a sermon pretty much out of anything. We could be watching something, I mean, that you would not get a sermon out of, and she could get a sermon, and she'd, "That's right. That's why God says," you know, whatever it may be. And so I was watching that and I thought, that is a sermon. It made me laugh because it reminded me of her, but it truly was a sermon. We as God's children, we have to learn that we have to hand it off. We can't carry the burden and the stress and the struggles that we have in life. We can't carry them. He's there to take those burdens, just like the song, that first song that we played, where it said, "I laid my burdens down." That's handing it off to God, hand it off to him. And he can handle those burdens where we can't. It stresses us out. It gives us an earlier grave from stressing so. But no, he takes our burden. And it made me think of Miss Cheryl and I. We were sitting in Bible study and she was sharing that her grandson was traveling somewhere. And she said, "You know what? I had to just cast my care on the Lord. I couldn't carry that. I couldn't worry about him the whole trip. I have things to do, right? I have a life to live and I can't just carry that. I had to trust God," she said. And it made me think of her and of myself in life. We have to cast that care off. And I kept hearing her because she said it over and over. She said, "I have to cast it off. I have to cast my cares. I have to cast my cares." And I thought, that is so true. And so that's what I'm talking about today. We have to cast our cares over to God, knowing that he's a God that loves us. So he can carry them. We can't carry them, but he's strong. He can carry our cares. My first scripture is 1 Peter 5:7. And it says, "Cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you." He cares for us. So we have to, he wants us to. Come on, lay those burdens on me. Lay those stresses on me. What are some of those anxieties that we might be going through? There are the worries that we have. They are, maybe you've gotten bad news. Maybe you've gotten a bad diagnosis. Maybe I talked to a young lady yesterday. She's a friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. And she called me to ask me some things about Wings of Hope. But we got to talking. And she shared with me that her sister-in-law had just been diagnosed with cancer, but it wasn't a good diagnosis. There was no healing. There was no treatment available to her. And so she said, they told her, "Well, you have about maybe 20 months. And we were sitting talking about it, and we both are breast cancer survivors. And we were just kind of talking about it. And I said, I knew what I was preaching today. And so kind of practiced it on her because it was the message of the hour for us. I said, "You know what? Only God has life and death in his hands. We don't know. We have to give it to him. and trust that he knows what's best for her, that he knows what she's going through, knows what his plans are. He knows the plans that he has for us. I said, we have to hand it off to him. And we prayed and we said, God, she is in your hands. You work that out. You work and walk her through that journey. We had to hand it off to her. There's nothing that we could do. We could worry, you know, when is it going to happen? What's going to happen? But we had to hand it off to God and trust that he knew what was best for her. And it's the same with each one of you. There are so many things that we are all going through in this life. There's just troubles that come. We get an unwanted, unexpected diagnosis. I know when I was diagnosed, I was 40, and it was so unexpected because cancer didn't run in our family. And that's what we just thought, oh, it's going to be, you know, that won't happen to us because nobody in my family's ever had it. So I was so unexpected, but we had to in those times of distress when I didn't know what to do, when I would lay awake at night, I had to pass it on to him and trust him that he would guide me. How do we pass it on? Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Let's read that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so I used to watch, these are just some examples of ways we can, but he's telling us, give it to him in prayer. That's what that scripture is telling us. Be anxious about it. Give it to God and trust him that he has the answer to it. I used to watch this preacher that came on TV, and he talked about this subject, and I kept it in my heart because it's been probably 20 years now since I would watch him. But this is how his example of how we can pass it on, how we can hand it off to God. He said every night before he would go to bed, he would get in his head the things that were distressing him, the things that he really couldn't solve before he, you know, went to sleep tonight. But they were things that were stressing him. And he said he would do a mental putting it on the shelf, handing it over to God, putting it on God's shelf. And so he would say, okay, my kids, put it on the shelf. Okay, my church family, I'm putting it on the shelf. It was just a, you know, handing it. I'm handing it over to God. It was just a way of releasing himself from all of the stresses that come. You know, we have to hand it over to God. We can't carry it ourselves. We just can't. We can't. We don't have the power to solve those situations that are out of our hands. The things that are out of our control is what I'm talking about. You pass them on, hand them off to God. And so I use that as an example. When things get to be too overwhelming for me, I say, God, I can't do it. I close my eyes. I say, I'm handing this over to you. It helps me to visualize. I'm a visual person. It helps me. I'm handing this over to you, God. I can't do it on my own. I can't make this on my own. There's no way I can do it without your help. There's no way I can do it without your guidance. I hand it over to him. I like for us, you guys know me, I like for us to practice things sometimes. So I want you to get, for just a moment, get it in your mind. What is it that it's been weighing on you? It's been stressing you this week, and you're like, God, I really don't have the answer. I really can't do it in my own strength, but I can't seem to get it out of my mind. Just 1 minute. I want you to take a minute and visualize handing it over to him and imagine him taking it, because that's what he's doing. Close your eyes for 1 minute. Lord, we thank you. Imagine my children, I'm handing it over to you. A sickness, I'm handing it over to you, Lord. My finances, I'm handing it over to you. My home, I'm handing it over. My job, I'm handing it over to you, Lord. We thank you for taking it, God. We thank you. Okay, you can open your eyes. But you should feel some relief. You're handing it over to him. He's taking it. You don't have to carry that load. You don't have to carry it alone. God's got it. And he's got you. God's got you. Right in the palm of his hand. That's the part I love to know. He's carrying me right in the palm of his hand. When it feels like I can't make it, when it feels like I can't do this anymore, I can't do this anymore. How many times have you said that? God, I don't think I can do this anymore. When I was caring for my parents, that was one. I thought, God, this load is heavy. I don't think I can do it anymore. He would take it. He was carrying me, and he was carrying them. He loved them more than I did. But he would take that stress and relieve that burden, that stress of carrying that. And I really couldn't, there was nothing I could do. We all have a time. You know, I just wanted to make sure that they were well and they were taken care of. But the rest of that, it was in God's hands. I really couldn't do anything about it. And it makes me think of, full of stories today, because there's so many times that I've had to just trust him to take it, to take the situation. But it reminds me of my son. My son is a wonderful son now. He is wonderful. He's a wonderful dad to cherish, and he's a wonderful son. He cares for his mom, and he's always, what can I do? How can I help? But I tell you what, between the ages of probably 14 to 19, he was not that son. He was not that son. And my mom and I, we would be up late and we'd say, here's your curfew, come in. And no son, he's not, it just have to prove that I'm a man and so forth. And just so much of that. But one night we were up, my mom and I were up, and because we live with my parents, I took care of them for a long time. And we were up, and she was a prayer warrior. She said, you know what, Ruthie, because that's what they called me. She said, we can't do this on our own. He's gonna go through this time of rebellion that they go through as teenagers. She said, let's pray. We're going to give this to the Lord. And we did. We prayed and we said, God, you see him. We ask that you protect them and keep them safe, because it was him and his cousin, and they just knew that they were the man. They were the guys, at 15, they just knew it. So we prayed, Lord, please take care of them. We're putting it in your hands. And it was very difficult because my son was in 8 car accidents before he was 20. He was in car accident after car. And we're like, God is trying to tell you something. And I think we all probably have some form of that. If you have had a teenager in your house, you know that time frame. But we had to put it in God's hands. And that's my point of this story. We had to put it in God's hands. And God is so good that I couldn't ask for a better son now. But, we had to put that in his hands. There was not really much I could do in my own strength to change his way of thinking or his thoughts. God, give him a mind. Give him a mind to serve you. Give him a mind, God, to love you. Give him a mind to be obedient. Give him a mind. We put it in God's hands. And he truly did a wonderful job. And I just thank him. I thank him for that. And so just encourage you. I'll get happy and start to praise him. But I thank him because he has been so good. When I pass it on to him, I hand it off to him. He's a God that does what he promises. He's a God that keeps his promises to us, and he can carry that load. You do not have to carry that load. Trust God, knowing that he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's with you always, even until the very end. So if that's something that you have, if there's a grandchild, if there's a child that you are dealing with, know that God, he's got them. You just keep praying for them, because that's what he told us, by prayer and repetition. You make that request made known to God by prayer. You just keep telling him, God, you see my grandchild. God, you see my granddaughter. You see my children, God. You see my family member. Lord, I'm putting them in your hands. And you just pray for him, and then you go on and do what you want to do for the day. Amen. You don't have to spend the rest of the day stressed and distressed over them. You go on and enjoy life that God gave you. Amen. Amen. Final scripture for the day, and it's my absolute favorite scripture, Romans 8:28. And it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This scripture gives me peace. It gives me peace because I know that he works all things together for my good. I know I'm called according to his purpose. I know that I walk in what he's called me to walk in. It took me a while to get here, but I know that I walk in what he's called me to walk in. So he works all things together for my good, just like my son. He worked it together. It took a little while. It took us some time to get through that, but he worked it together for my good. Just like with my health, I had to turn it over to him, hand it over to him, but he worked it together for my good. I use that. That is my testimony now. I use it to bless others that he brought me through this journey that I went through. He brought me through it. I used the time I spent caregiving for my parents to bless others who are caregiving, to know, to share with them. If you hand it off, God can take that burden from you. He can take that from you, and he will bless you. He's God that blesses. Amen. He's a God that loves us, and no good thing will he withhold from you, is what the word says. And so I just trust him, and I want to encourage you today to know that whatever you're going through, he works it together for your good. So that's why I can go through things, because I know I don't understand it right now. My friend and I, we had a long conversation. We talked about a bunch of different topics, because sometimes you just do that and you need someone, you know, to share, and you need someone to feed into you and tell you that God can do it. When we talked about faith and how we, that faith walk that we have to have. But in that faith walk, we have to trust that God can handle it. And I was watching a show this morning. There was a minister on, and he talked about how Abraham had to trust God. He had to hand it over to him when God told him to take Isaac and make him a sacrifice. Do you know how hard that would have been to give your only son, the son that God promised you, to give him over? He had to trust God. And that's all I'm encouraging you today to do, is to trust him, hand it off to him, and know whatever that situation may be, he can handle it, and he will handle it for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And Lord, today I want to pray for those who are fighting and are feeling overwhelmed. They're feeling overwhelmed with the cares of this life, with the cares of this world. They're feeling overwhelmed over family members. They're feeling overwhelmed over a diagnosis that they may have gotten. They're feeling overwhelmed, God, in caregiving. They're feeling overwhelmed, God, in their house, and what decision do I need to make? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would be their guide as they hand it over to you, God, that you would lead and guide them and direct them in the way that they should go, God, that you would fill them up anew and afresh, God, in you, knowing that you have them right in the palm of their hands. So, Lord, we thank you today. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your mercy and your kindness, God, and for your love for us. That you love us so much, God, that we can hand it off to you and you'll take it. And God, you will work it out and work it all together, Lord, for our good. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.